U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is among Republicans reintroducing a bill that would ban transgender athletes from playing school sports. It's Thursday, January 9th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, there will be a primary election next month for Wisconsin's top education post. And if you have an electric vehicle, fast chargers came online last month at some Quick Trip locations. Stay with us.
Your place for independent journalism with the best of NPR and WPR.
Wisconsin is expected to be one of the most competitive states in the general election.
What is your advice on what all of us should be talking about, issues that you think?
The environment is super important to me and preserving that.
We've really been working for reproductive freedoms, LGBTQ rights.
But I definitely do feel some of that lack of enthusiasm for my
Morning Edition and All Things Considered. Weekdays on WPR News.
U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is among Republicans reintroducing a bill to ban transgender athletes in school sports. Rich Kramer reports the bill died last year, but could now pass with Republicans controlling Congress.
The legislation would change the federal law prohibiting sex-based discrimination in schools and colleges getting federal funds called Title IX. It would specify that gender is solely based on a person's genetics at birth. The bill would also ban schools from letting male students play women's sports. Johnson's office did not respond to a request for comment. Abigail Swetz is the director of LGBTQ advocacy group Fair Wisconsin. She says the bill is more about scoring political points than school sports.
And I just think that the idea of using someone's desire to belong as a reason to force them to not belong is really dangerous.
The trans school athlete bill was blocked last year by Democrats who controlled the Senate. Now Republicans control both houses of Congress and the presidency. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Meanwhile, Republican state senators in Wisconsin have approved a proposal that would add the provisions of Wisconsin's voter ID laws to the state constitution. Van Wongard of Racine is one of the authors of the plan. He said Republicans were moving quickly to protect voter ID in case someone tried to overturn the existing law in court.
This amendment is here today because I am unwilling to let this basic election integrity measure be overturned by the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
In 2014, the then conservative majority of the state Supreme Court upheld the voter ID law. The current liberal majority has not received any challenge to the law yet, but Republicans say they want to head off any potential future challenges. The measure passed on a party-line vote. Democrats accused Republicans of prioritizing the wrong issues. The assembly is due to vote on the measure next week. If it's approved there, the issue will then go before voters on April 1st. Speaking of the state Supreme Court, the field is set for the race for the open seat on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, the April election will once again decide the ideological balance of the high court.
Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Brad Schimmel and Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford are set to face off for the open seat. That's after a filing deadline expired and left them with no primary challengers. Supreme Court races are officially nonpartisan, but Schimmel is a former Republican Attorney General and Crawford previously worked under a Democratic governor. Barry Burden is a political scientist at the University of Wisconsin, Madison.
The nature of these candidates, I think, is really reflective of the ideological divide on the court and in Wisconsin politics more generally.
Both sides see the court as one way of advancing political priorities. That's part of why this race is expected to once again draw national attention and big money to Wisconsin. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Three candidates have filed nomination papers to run for state superintendent of public instruction. That means there will be a primary election next month for Wisconsin's top education post. State Superintendent Jill Underly has two challengers. There's Sauk Prairie School District Superintendent Jeff Wright and Brittany Kinzer. Kinzer is a former special education teacher and reading advocate. Underly says she's running again to make schools more equitable. She's asked for $4 billion in new spending for public education in the next state budget.
I wanted to get into this role so I could advocate to get all those resources to our kids and so they can be successful and then our state will be successful going forward too.
Wright says he decided to run because he thinks the current administration is too partisan. Kinzer did not respond to interview requests. The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee's Waukesha campus will be closing at the end of the spring semester. As Nick Rommel reports, plans call for it to be demolished, with new houses built in its place.
Waukesha City Council voted on Tuesday to change the land use plan for the campus property to residential. That allows Waukesha County, which owns the 71-acre lot, to sell it to developers who want to build new houses there. Dale Shaver is the county's Parks and Land Use Director. He says he'll be looking at potential tax valuation to choose the winning development proposal.
Our main objectives is this is an opportunity for a tax base generator for the city and for the county.
Because it's publicly owned, the UWM Waukesha campus doesn't currently pay property taxes. Shaver said he expects the county to choose a specific proposal by June. That'll start the public approval process. Nick Rommel, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The first federally funded electric vehicle charging stations are up and running in Wisconsin. The fast chargers came online last month at Quick Trip locations in Ashland, Menominee, and Chippewa Falls. John McHugh is with Quick Trip. He says bringing the charging stations online will help provide better service to customers.
The Ashland one is an important site because there's not a lot of EV charging opportunities up in that part of northern Wisconsin.
The Quick Trip locations are the first of 53 charging station projects across Wisconsin to come online. Altogether, they account for almost 30% of the state's $78 million in federal EV funding. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation hopes to have all of those stations online by mid-2026. Applications are open for another round of funding that would bring chargers to an additional 13 locations. And finally, a quick check of weather before we let you go for the day. It'll be warmer today than it has been for the past few days, with high temperatures reaching into the 20s across the state, a mix of sunshine and clouds as well, and then we could see some snow later on in northwestern Wisconsin. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Love hearing all the feedback that our listeners send us, so go ahead and toss your feedback in. You can leave your rating and review on your favorite podcast app or send us an email at newscasts@wpr.org. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.